This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Southern Health Future with Health New Zealand Southern.
And today I'm joined by Jane Wilson, Health New Zealand Southern's Chief Nurse. Welcome, Jane. It's great to have you back on the show.
Thanks, Jeff. Good morning.
Now, there are a few health awareness campaigns that have recently been highlighted. Tell us about these.
Thanks, Jeff. Well, throughout the year, there are many health awareness campaigns which focus on encouraging everyone to check their health and be proactive. So although we're in early October, it's still a great opportunity to highlight some of the key campaigns we've been focused on. So I want to talk about three in particular that have been a particular focus in September and now as we move into October. So firstly, prostate cancer. So last month, we focused on Blue September, which is all about raising awareness and funding to support research into prostate cancer in men. So prostate cancer is the most diagnosed cancer in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and the second leading cause of cancer-related death in men. So not everyone may know that 1 in 8 men will develop prostate cancer across their lifetime. If you're over 50, men should consider a prostate check as part of their annual health check. There are often no symptoms in the early state, so like early detection is really vital. And a PSA blood test is all it takes to start that process being checked. So it's really important that we encourage everyone, especially the men in our lives, to speak up about prostate health. It doesn't just have to be that man talk. So the more everyone talks about that, the more beneficial it is. And there are some key things that can help with that conversation, and particularly about symptoms. So men are more likely to develop prostate cancer as they get older. It's also more common in some families with certain genes. And the cancer can develop silently and can remain undetected for some time. So really encouraging people to speak up. Anything different or changes, to seek help early and talk to the GP with any concerns. That's something like difficulty peeing more often at night, pain when going to the toilet or blood in your urine as some symptoms. I also want to talk now about cervical screening. So September was also Cervical Screening Awareness Month, and that's a great time to remind women and anyone with a cervix about the importance of staying up to date with their screening. So cervical screening saves lives by picking up changes early, so before they come more serious. So that's really important regards screening. So the HPV, or the human papillomavirus is what it stands for, is the virus that causes cervical cancer. So Health New Zealand has recently announced a significant increase in screening rates, which is fantastic. And that's just 2 years after HNZ launched a new HPV primary screening test. So more than 730,000 have actually chosen to screen, and now we've got just over 80% choosing a self-test, which is so much easier. So since the launch of the screening in September, our screening coverage has increased to nearly 75%, so up a good jump, over 7%. So the HPV test also gives you more choice, and as I mentioned, the simple self-test swab, and I've just actually received my letter in the post in August around those options of a simple self-test. So screening is recommended between the ages of 25 and 69, and is free for Māori and Pacific women in that age range, or those with a community services card, and anyone aged between 30 and 69 who have never had a screen, or their screening hasn't been frequent, like not in the last 5 years. And follow-up testing is free for everyone. We'll move to the next point. Sorry. Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So they were the focuses in September. Here we are just in starting October, and another really important campaign. This is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So this month, breast screening awareness, free mammograms are currently offered to women between the ages of 45 to 69 every 2 years. In October, the age for free breast screening is going to start to extend, and that'll just be a phased approach to roll out to those 70 to 74. Regular breast screening with a mammogram, so that's just an x-ray of your breast, has many benefits, and it can find 80 to 90% of cancers and reduce your risk of dying from breast cancer by more than a third. So we really encourage people to take up that screening and keep that up to date every 2 years. There's a new online breast screening system now called Tapuna that went live nationwide in June this year. And that replaces the previous systems and moves BreastScreen Aotearoa from a paper-based system to a digital management of the breast screening pathway. And that'll automatically identify women who are eligible, and the breast screening provider will then send out a secure personalised link by email, text or letter if someone's not currently enrolled and eligible to screen. So that's really, and there's more information on the info.health.nz website. So they were the three I just wanted to highlight today, Jeff, because particularly through that September and October where people hopefully are seeing more messages on our media, etc. as well. Yeah. So there's a screening, pink ribbon events as well.
Three really important campaigns there, Jane. Yeah, thanks for that. Now, World Sepsis Day was held last month too. What's sepsis and how can that affect people?
Okay. Now, look, sepsis is a life-threatening condition that arises when your body's response to an infection damages its own tissues and organs. So infection becomes overwhelming of the body, essentially. So it happens when an infection you already have, that might be on your skin, in your lungs, urinary, or somewhere else, and it triggers a sort of chain reaction through your body. And that releases chemicals throughout your body which can damage your tissues and vital organs. So that may be your kidneys, your heart, brain, liver, and lungs. And that's why it is so serious that we want people to learn more about it and to seek help urgently. It can lead to shock. So people go, you know, multi-organ failure, so those organs I talked about. And it can lead to death if it's not recognised early and treated. So it's something all healthcare staff take very seriously and know they have signs to look out for. So some of those symptoms, change of that sort of mental status or confusion, fast, shallow breathing, sweating for no clear reason. Obviously, if there are, you know, signs of infection, that may or may not be treated, but you know, they're not going away. Feeling lightheaded and shivering. It is some of the symptoms to, that may indicate sepsis. And if you're unsure, don't hesitate to seek help. It's something everyone needs to be aware of, and it can develop very quickly. And that can be really frightening for individuals and whānau. So the symptoms here, they are a bit vague. They're not hugely specific, and that's where not everybody knows, and would rather encourage people to seek assessment. So because it varies from person to person, and different also, you know, children to adults, so early treatment raises the likelihood of recovery and preventing the damage to those vital organs. So encourage anyone with concerns about sepsis and, you know, potential that overwhelming infection that may spread to contact their general practice, come into the emergency department, or actually if you're feeling you need to call an ambulance, 111.
Okay. Thanks, Jane, for that. Any other tips on how we can keep healthy at this time of year?
Okay, well, here we are starting to see some nice spring weather, and we know that's a bit changeable now, you know, we're still not out of the woods with winter, and we've certainly seen a lot of influenza about. Trying to keep up healthy habits is, you know, it's always a little bit difficult when it's cold, of course, because people are indoors, you're more close to others and more likely to spread infection. So, you know, now it's a bit warmer. I know everybody has different challenges in life with trying to fit, you know, exercise in, and it, you know, can be a bit easier said than done, but, you know, really encouraging people to try and get out more. It doesn't have to be a long exercise. I need to take my own advice. I try and do a little bit more walking now, getting out and about, even if it's a short walk at lunchtime. Getting out, thinking about what other options that fit into your life and make it easier to make that decision to no, I'm not going to watch that program. I'm going to get up and do something that's going to be healthy for me. And how is that easier and affordable and fit into my life? Vaccinations. Although, yes, we've come out of winter, influenza vaccination is still available through to December. Widely available through your primary health care and pharmacies. It's free for some people, but you just need to ask your health provider if you qualify. And also you can check whether, you know, another COVID vaccination is available. As timing is right for you to have that. And that's still free for everyone. Things like taking your medicine, around filling prescriptions, just being ahead of the game and thinking in advance, making sure you've got those repeat scripts, or if you need to go back to your doctor to get another script so you don't run out. During COVID and through winter, particularly recently with influenza, we know when someone in the household is sick, there are things we can do to avoid passing it on to others in the community. So staying at home if you're unwell. We know that we've seen through schools, just moving through large numbers. So it is just so transmissible. So try not to pass it on. Try stay at home. Consider wearing a mask if you need to go out, if you need to. And it's a good time to check remembering good hand hygiene too. The basics of just washing your hands, whether that's hand washing if you've got access to the sink. If not, carrying a hand gel around with you when you're out and about.
Well,
that's really kind of some key tips that I can think of for this time of year, and hoping people are starting to, if they've had influenza or been around others who are unwell, starting to hopefully see that lesson. We've certainly seen high demand here in the hospital with presentations throughout the winter. It's been quite heavy demand, and I actually want to take this opportunity to thank our community, because I know, we hear about long waits and really your compassion and kindness when you are waiting to be seen and challenging high demand in our hospitals that can affect how quickly we see people and how we can follow through on procedures as well. So thanks to our community out there today.
And thanks to the wonderful Southern staff who do their very, very best every day to look after us and to keep us healthy.
I also wanted to mention, actually, I've noticed on social media the wonderful response for our EDs recently on just wonderful a post that we had, just the appreciation for our staff, and they do so well deserve it.
They do indeed. Jane, really appreciate your time this morning. Some timely advice for us all. It has been a bit of a tough winter for many, and of course our health professionals out there doing their very best to look after us and to give us great advice. So the best we can do now is take your advice. Jane, thanks for giving us some food for thought on all of this, and thanks for the time you've given us this morning. All the very best to you and your big team right across the region.
Thank you, Jeff, and good to talk to you again today.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.